content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. Let's start with a short article from AARP, the magazine. It's under the heading of Upfront Watch, and it lists the various many moods of Helen Mirren. Over the past 6 months, Helen Mirren, 78, has shown more range than many actors demonstrate in their entire careers. Here are some characters she has given us lately. Chatty Helen. Narrator in Barbie, she narrates the story of the world's most popular doll. Gunslinger Helen. Kara Dutton in 1923, streaming on Paramount Plus. As the missus of a Montana rancher, Harrison Ford, 81, she's handy with a shotgun. And then there's Splenetic Helen. Hespera in Shazam, Fury of the Gods. Despite a stunt that broke her finger, she had a ball playing the goddess who can blow up your car with a flick of said finger. Next, we have Motherly Helen. Queenie Shaw in Fast Times Queenie, named after Mirren's beloved real-life Cockney aunt Queenie, is like a second mom to the movie's hero, Dom, Vin Diesel, who's 56. And finally, we have Iron Lady Helen Golda Meir in Golda. As Israeli's prime minister in the 1973 war, she asks Henry Kissinger, who's played by Liev Schreiber, 55, for help. When he says, "I am first an American, second a Secretary of State, third a Jew," she replies wittily, "In this country, we read from right to left." And that was Helen Mirren over the past few months. Now, from AARP, the magazine, let's look at Upfront Go Animal Adventures. Get up close with nature at these destinations. Animal lovers can use their vacations to connect with animals beyond their pets. Private tour companies and nonprofits are happy to oblige. Here's a sampling of immersive experiences now available in North America. We have dolphins and whales in California. Passengers on Captain Dave's dolphin and whale watching safaris in Dana Point ride on a catamaran with underwater viewing pods. They get up close encounters with groups of as many as 5,000 dolphins and 5 species of whales. Says owner Dave Anderson, "It's as close as you can get to these animals without getting wet." You can go to dolphinsafari.com. Then there's horses, wild horses in California. The Return to Freedom, RTF, American Wild Horse Sanctuary in California, is a safe haven for wild horses and burros. Even non-horse people find it very powerful when encountering horses living in natural herds and the beauty of it all, says RTF President Netta DeMayo. You can go to returntofreedom.org. Then there's wolves and foxes in Missouri. The Endangered Wolf Center in Eureka has worked for over 50 years to restore the animals to their natural habitats. Visitors can view Mexican wolves, red wolves, swift foxes, and African painted dogs, and also test their vocal skills in the evening wolf howl. Go to endangeredwolfcenter.org. Then you can see turtles in Hawaii. Take a kayak trip within close sight of green sea turtles in Oahu's Kawala Bay. We have 24 resident turtles in the bay, and guests are educated about each turtle we spot, says Scott Sunby, owner of Sheka Kayaks at Turtle Bay Resort. Don't worry if you aren't an experienced kayaker. We can tow guests if they get tired. For this, you go to turtlebayresort.com/blog/kayak-sea-turtles. And you can also go to shakakayaks.com for the kayak information. Then there's fun in the no sun. Plan now for the 2024 solar eclipse. It doesn't occur until April 8, 2024, but hotels are already booking up. If you want to witness a particularly long solar eclipse, up to about 4.5 minutes, make plans now. Fredericksburg, Texas. This small town will experience one of the longest eclipse periods in the U.S. Plus, you can count on good visibility in this national or international dark sky community with a low level of light pollution. Duration of totality, 4 minutes, 24 seconds. In Carbondale, Illinois, this small city bills itself as the eclipse crossroads of America for being on the center line of the path in 2017 and 2024. Duration of their totality is 4 minutes and 9 seconds. In Indianapolis, celebrating its first total eclipse, one last passed over the area 819 years earlier, the city is going dark for nearly 4 minutes to enhance the viewing experience. Duration of totality, 3 minutes and 50 seconds. And finally, we have Cleveland. Eclipse chasers will have unobstructed views from Lake Erie and 24,000 acres of green spaces in Cleveland Metro Parks. Duration of their totality, 3 minutes and 49 seconds. And then the other little bit in this particular article, riding in style. Bus travel is being reinvented. The expense and hassles of air travel have many people turning to the open road. But hours behind the wheel can be exhausting. There's another way. Take a bus. Some specialty lines, including the Jet, Napaway, Red Coach, and Von Lane, are out to prove that bus travel doesn't have to be cramped and uncomfortable. Instead, they're offering amenities typical of first-class plane cabins. You might find plush reclining seats, internet, TV, movies, snacks and drinks on board attendants, or even private mini suites with live flat beds and ride smoothing technology. We tried to eliminate every pain point, says Chad Scarborough, founder and CEO of the Jet, an East Coast line. And there is a picture here, and man, do the seats look comfortable, and big windows and TV screens up above. On one side of the aisle are single seats, and the other side of the aisle are two seats. Now, we're moving on to AARP The Bulletin, an article entitled Your Money, A New Way to Measure Retirement Savings. Your IRA and 401k statements now forecast your future income. Here's how to make sense of the numbers that you see. And we'll read part of this today and then some more of it next time. When we ponder our retirement savings, the natural inclination is to think in terms of a single lump sum number. I've got this many dollars socked away in my 401k, 403b, or IRA. But though that number may be enough to spark some emotional reassurance or anxiety, it's not a very useful figure on its own. What really matters, financial planners will tell you, is how much monthly income your savings can generate over the years of your retirement life. Until now, estimating that income stream has been on you, whether or not you can run the math to calculate it or have looked online for a tool that you can that can do the job for you. But as a result of legislation passed in 2019 and now in effect, a little more light has been shed on that mystery. As of June, the Department of Labor, one of the overseers of workplace plans, requires your plan's administrator to include what's been deemed a lifetime income illustration in your quarterly statement. So in addition to seeing how much your account is now worth and how it is invested, you'll be seeing an estimate of how much monthly income your account could provide to you in retirement. The Department of Labor wants to ensure that there is a better awareness of how an account balance translates into monthly income, explains Dennis Elliott, head of production and platforms for T. Rowe Price Retirement Plan Services. The figure you will see is an estimate of what you'll receive each month if you emptied your account upon retiring and used all the funds to buy a life annuity, an insurance product that provides fixed payments for the rest of your life. The size of that monthly payment is determined not only by how much you give the insurer, but also by how old you are and how high interest rates are at the time of purchase. The older you are and the higher the rates, the more you'll get per month. In fact, you'll see two income estimates on a quarterly statement, a fixed monthly amount you could collect for the rest of your life, called a single life annuity, and a smaller sum you and your partner could receive monthly, known as a qualified joint and survivor annuity. If you died before your partner, the second type of annuity would continue to provide a fixed monthly amount to your partner for his or her lifetime. Like any estimate, the lifetime income illustration can be misleading as well as helpful. It's like a beautiful cake, said D.D. Jones, a Denver financial planner and CPA. When you dig into the layers, you see how complicated it is. To grasp what the numbers mean for your situation, you need to understand the assumptions that went into them. Your age. If you're 67 or older, the annuity's monthly payout calculation takes into account your actual age. But if you're 66 or younger, whether you're 62, 52, or 42, the calculation assumes you will begin taking payments at 67. If you start drawing down funds at an earlier age, your monthly payouts could be dramatically lower. Also note that for the joint and survivor annuity, the assumption is that your partner is exactly your age. If your partner is younger than you, the payout could be smaller. If older, the payout could be bigger. The impact? Draw different conclusions depending on how old you are. If you're far from retirement, look at the number as a starting line for making more retirement contributions, not as a forecast. That number is more valuable the closer you are to 67 and retirement, says Jill Gianola, a financial planner in Columbus, Ohio. Your contributions. As a snapshot in time, the estimates consider only what you have saved up as of the last day of the benefit statement period. Future contributions and growth of your savings are not included. They wanted to make sure it was simplified and standardized, explains Craig Copeland, Director of Wealth Benefits and Research for the Employee Benefit Research Institute. But it's not realistic because it only tells you what you have now, if you never contribute another dollar. If you are 50 and plan to retire at 65, you would have 15 more years to sock away more savings and for your current amount to grow. Impact. Don't despair if the number is low. Get an estimate that takes into account expected future contributions and investment growth. Try AARP's retirement calculator, aarp.org/retirementCALC, or any number of tools available from different financial organizations. Do an online search for retirement income calculator. Your quarterly statement might even include, along with the mandated standardized illustration, an additional estimate based on the plan administrator's own methodology. Inflation. The monthly payout number on your statement is assumed to stay constant over your lifetime. In other words, if the illustration for a 57-year-old is that she will receive $1,000 a month, that's the expected amount she'll receive when she's 67 and when she's 97. And because inflation eats away at purchasing power over time, she'll be able to buy less with that $1,000 at age 67 than she can buy now, and probably much less at age 97. In contrast, the benefits and estimates of benefits you receive from Social Security Administration are adjusted for inflation. So if the SSA says today a 57-year-old that her estimated monthly benefit will be $1,000 a month if she claims at 67, her benefit when she claims 10 years from now will be higher than $1,000, increased by an amount intended to provide the same buying power as $1,000 in today's dollars. And as she ages, the dollar amount of that monthly benefit will grow each year to stay abreast of inflation. Impact. As you plan for retirement, keep in mind how valuable Social Security is as an inflation-adjusted annuity and how you can make it even more valuable. Dan Danford, a financial planner in Lenexa, Kansas, points out that for each year up until age 70 that you delay claiming your monthly benefits increases as much as 8%. Those inflation adjustments are added on top of that. You can buy inflation-adjusted annuities on the open market, but the initial payout will be far below the number you see in your lifetime income illustration. Your gender. The Labor Department requires the monthly income calculation to be gender neutral, one figure to cover both women and men. If an annuity is offered within a retirement plan, other than those for government workers or affiliated with a religious institution, men and women have to be offered equal terms. But women, on average, live longer than men, so insurance companies selling annuities on the open market will offer smaller monthly payments to female applicants than they will to male applicants of the same age paying the same amount. The impact? Be aware that a growing number of 401ks and 403Bs subject to Labor Department oversight are offering general neutral annuities within those plans. Women who buy those annuities might get a better deal than they would with gender pricing. Your withdrawal plans. The calculation assumes that on retirement you use 100% of the funds to buy an annuity. In reality, few people would do that. It's simply not optimal, Copeland says. To start, most people want to keep a large portion of the funds invested for growth, usually via stocks. Second, you likely want to have a fair amount of funds available to you in case of an emergency or a large cash outlay. But once you put all of your retirement savings in an annuity, Gianola points out, if you have a big expense, you can't get an advance. You may not need or want to buy an annuity at all. For one reason, there are other ways to create a stream of income. You may not want to tie any money up with a plain vanilla annuity like the one incorporated in the illustration, and you may be turned off by the complexity or cost of other annuities on the market, such as variable annuities and fixed index annuities. The impact? If you like the idea of supplementing Social Security or any pension you have with additional guaranteed income, consider using only a portion of your retirement savings to buy an annuity. If you're afraid to do that all at once, you can divide up the money you've budgeted for annuities and buy one in 1 year, another the next year, and so on. That way, you don't invest everything in a low interest rate year, Jones says. Alternatively, you can keep all of your investments in a well-diversified portfolio, a mix of stocks and bond funds that can help protect against both inflation and major market turndowns. You can build a strong case that it will do a better job, Danforth says. Then you can take withdrawals based on your own criteria, be they related to taxes, risk level, or other factors. This article was by Karen Chaney, who's a personal finance journalist who has written for Money and other publications. Now I'm going to finish out our time today with a few little odds and ends of things. Let's start with Upfront What I Know Now by Terry Bradshaw, the NFL Hall of Famer on the power of fun, football, and faith. Barefoot in Louisiana. Me as a child? Rambunctious. Never still. Always in trouble. Never could keep my clothes clean. Didn't even like to wear clothes. Used to take my shoes and socks off on the way to school and hide them in a culvert so I could go barefoot. Not a good student. Didn't like school. And then, of course, later on in life, you find out that you're an ADD guy. So that explains why you weren't a good student. Praying and fishing. My dad worked 6 days a week, and on Wednesdays and Sundays we were in church. I had that foundation. I fished with my father, but he never played catch with the football. If I screwed up in life, I can't blame it on anyone else because I grew up with a lot of love and a lot of fun. The early lure of sports. I got my first football when I was 11, and I was hooked. I wasn't a good athlete at first, but I worked hard to be good at it. I remember figuring out how to snap my wrist and make a spiral, and then throwing the ball into a snowbank, we were living in Iowa then, over and over because I didn't have anybody to play catch with. And I said, "Oh my God," and went and begged my mother to come watch me. That was it. Coaches as mentors. By far the greatest impact on my career was Mickey Slaughter at Louisiana Tech. I wasn't highly recruited from high school, but my body really caught up with my junior year in college. Mickey was the one who always said, "You're going to be the best," just pumping me. Winning, losing, and learning. We won 4 Super Bowls in 6 years with the Steelers and had many wonderful moments. But you also have to learn to handle the booing and 4 interceptions and the critics on your ass. Learning that helped me through the other tough times in my life. Life in the broadcast booth. Fox put me into the pregame show in 1994, and away we went. It's a team sport. It's not about me. It's about all 5 of us believing in the same thing, striving to be the very best. Jealousy is set aside. We all support one another. We care about each other as people. We know each other's families. I'm really proud of that show. Surviving cancer. My faith gave me strength to deal with skin and bladder cancer last year. Like I told my wife, if I die, I'm going to heaven. And if I don't die, I get to enjoy you some more. So what's the downside? The nervousness with cancer comes after you're told you're cancer-free, and you can go back every 90 days for blood work and PET scans and sitting there waiting on the results for 3 days. And finally, making them comfortable. For a 74-year-old guy, I'm pretty silly. I see life as a big old toy to play with, to laugh and have fun. I love to engage people. I know I'm a celebrity, and I know they're looking at me in awe, and I like to take the anxiety away from them and make them feel at home. It makes me feel good. Like, I like people liking me. And this was by Jeffrey Lee Puckett. NFL sports analyst Terry Bradshaw won 4 Super Bowls as a quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, also from the magazine under the heading of Healthy You, let's look up Stand Up Straight, how to assess and fix your posture so you look taller and leaner and avoid nagging pain. Part 1. Stand so that your left side is adjacent to a full-length mirror. Turn your head slightly to see your reflection or ask a partner to assess you. Now ask, where are my ears? They should be directly over your shoulders, not out in front. To bring your ears back, lift the crown of your head toward the ceiling. Keep your eyes forward, jaw parallel to the floor. Pull your shoulder blades back as though trying to touch them together. Where are my hips? Belly fat and too much sitting causes our hips to tilt forward. Tighten your stomach muscles. Push your hips forward so the points of your hip bones are directly below your shoulders. Where are my ankles? When your head and belly are out in front and your hips are behind, your ankles will often wind up somewhere in the middle. Your ankle bones should be directly below your hip bones for proper balance. Part 2. Holding your newly aligned posture. Turn to face the mirror and ask yourself, where are my shoulders? If one is higher than the other, roll your shoulders forward and back to loosen them. If one or both shoulders are forward, you may have tight chest muscles, which can cause you to hunch forward. To loosen up, clasp your hands behind you, interlocking your fingers, palms together. Lift your hands up and backward as far as you can and hold for 10 seconds, then return to the starting position. Where are my feet? They should be shoulder width apart and even with each other, toes facing forward. Often when our head and belly are out in front, we wind up walking or waddling with a wider stance. Shuffle your feet until they're even with each other and no further apart than shoulder width. Take a moment to feel how you're balanced. Your weight should be distributed equally on both feet. And then, where are my knees? Tightness in the back can pull the knees out of alignment. Try this easy stretch. Stand with your big toes touching and your heels slightly apart. Fold forward at the hips, curl your chin to your chest, and let your arms dangle toward the floor. Actually, that's very relaxing. This was by Pamela Peek, MD, who's an assistant professor of medicine at the University of Maryland. Now we have time for a few more little bits on 50 years of hip-hop. Let's look at awards and recognition. Getting on the cover of the Rolling Stones is a big deal. In December 1986, Run DMC became the first rappers to appear on the front of the Rock Bible, thanks to the success of Walk This Way, recorded with Aerosmith. The Grammy Awards first recognized rap in 1989, introducing the category of Best Rap Performance, won by DJ Jazzy Jeff and The Fresh Prince, a.k.a. Will Smith, for the teen anthem, Parents Just Don't Understand. In 1991, the award was split into two categories, for rap duo or group, and for rap solo performances. The solo winner that year was MC Hammer for You Can't Touch This. In 1999, Lauryn Hill became the first hip-hop artist to win the Overall Album of the Year Grammy for The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. That record is number 10 on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. Since it was first awarded in 1943, the Pulitzer Prize for Music has been given almost exclusively to classical composers, with a few nods to jazz. Then, in 2018, this prestigious award went to rapper Kendrick Lamar for his album Damn. The Pulitzer website described the work as a virtuosic song collection unified by its vernacular authenticity. A key executive was inducted into the Hall of Rock and Roll Fame last year, Sylvia Robinson. She co-founded Sugar Hill Records and is credited with assembling the first commercial rap group, the Sugar Hill Gang. Well, folks, we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure and listen at the same time next week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.